Hello and welcome to Neat Little Mac Apps episode 50. Now you might think that with all the iPhone apps slurping up developers' time away, things would get awfully silent in the desktop apps scene, but nothing is further from the truth. Last couple of weeks we saw the rise of promising apps like Little Snapper and Eventbox, and we're also seeing a lot of convergence with desktop and iPhone apps that work together and stuff like that. And that's great. I mean, I can't possibly go and review all of them, but I'll do a quick shout out to, for example, Pearnote from usefulfruit.com. I mean, the developer recently pointed me towards his app and it looks very cool, but not something I really need, but that might be totally different for some of you listeners, because for example, if you ever need an app that will record meetings and when you take notes, it actually keeps track of when during that meeting you take the note, and afterwards you can go and complete the notes based on the audio that is accompanying it. So it really is a cool, nifty app, so check that out, usefulfruit.com. Pearnote is the app. Now, for some housekeeping, you all know that I'm befriended with Dimitri Larmuzo over at the SourceTrunk podcast, sourcetrunk.com. Now, he claims he's an open source nut who sleeps, dreams, and eats open source software, but we're all pretty sure he's just a diehard Mac head. So maybe it's some sort of trauma he had, maybe he had bad childhood or whatever, but it's clear he hasn't got into terms with being a Mac fanboy. He obviously has some issues to work out there. But the reason I mention this is that sometimes his true nature peeks through. In fact, in one of his latest episodes, he discussed an app that I would have reviewed myself if he hadn't stolen that beauty of an app right in front of my nose, that double-crossing cheapskate. Anyway, do check out his episode of Stellarium. Link is in the iTunes artwork. It's episode 42, and it's an amazing piece of software, and it's available for the Mac, and all you have to do is tune out the words Windows and replace Linux with the word Mac or OS X, and the whole review will sound as if it came from me, but not that spiffy and eloquently put, of course. Now, on to the show. This week's app is DMG Architect. It's from SourceBits Technologies. You can find out more about them at sourcebits.com, and it's a disk image creation tool, current version 1.5. Now, what's this with the image creation tool? Well, if you are a developer, I'm sure you have tons of options in Xcode to create DMGs. But even for a day-to-day user of OS X, this application can be really cool. What it does, it creates disk images, basically, but it will create those beautiful, nice-looking disk images that you get when you download one of the Neat Little Mac apps, for example. So that means when you download the image, it will when you download the zip file, for example, it will unpack itself, it will throw away the zip file, it will mount the disk image for itself. Disk image will have a really nice icon, and if you open up that disk image, or most of the time it will open up by itself, you see this really cool background picture, and then you see the application, and you could throw it in the applications folder. You know what I'm talking about. Classic, nice looking disk image windows. Now, I know you can do this by yourself with some command lines. I did it myself a couple of times, but it was a bit of a drag and I didn't really like doing it that way. So I went out and looked for a GUI that would do that for me, and I found DMG Architect. Now, how does it work? Basically, when you open up the application, you get to choose a theme. So the developer put in a lot of cool looking themes, and with theme, we mean the background picture, actually. For example, you have abstract, classic, modern, nature, and you can browse through them, select which one you would like, or you can choose a theme that you created yourself. Now, let's start with a blank theme here, because we're going to add the background image ourselves. This is really cool. Once you have done this, you can hit the inspector button in the menu bar, and you get a little inspector window, which will allow you to define the position of that window. That means when you open up that DMG file, the window will open up at a certain position on the screen. You can then lock that position and dimension, and you can continue working with the rest of the stuff here. What more do you find in this inspector? Well, for example, you can choose the DMG icon. Okay, for people who don't know that, Xcode is a free download, and if you have Xcode installed on your system, you actually have something that creates icon. So you don't necessarily need software like Icon Factory. You can create it yourself. Where would you find that? Well, if you go to your developer folder, which is the folder that you get when you install Xcode, you have the little, you have a folder called Applications, and in that folder you have a Utilities folder, and in that folder you have Icon Composer. If you open up that, you'll see a large 512 pixel square, 256 square, 128, well, you know, the classic icon stuff. And you can just throw in a big PNG and it will define the other versions of it, the smaller versions, or you can tweak it yourself, the smaller versions. Anyway, you can create an icon like that, but it's not necessary to do it. You can just throw on a PNG file here also, and it will manage to create an icon from that too. Also, for the files that you can add, because eventually there will be files in this DMG, here you can select which icon that file should have. So that's something you can manage here also. So we have a background, we have a file that we can throw in here, let's do that, okay. And now we can continue tweaking. For example, the next step is background image. Here you can choose your own image that you want to use. So I created a little neat little MacApps image here with the two gloss thingies. And okay, and the next thing is you can choose to draw a grid where you can see how things are. It's like a layout grid here, which you can use to place different objects. And then if you want to, you can even add a license agreement file, which you can add here in all different languages. And the next step will define more of the DMG itself, because here you can choose what the disk size should be of the DMG. It can be fixed or an automatic size, then it will depend on what files you threw in there. You can choose the disk formatted, so that will be the OS extended or OS extended journal version. And you can even encrypt the disk image by using a 128-bit AES encryption or a 256-bit encryption. Finally, you can choose how to finalize the format, read-only or a compressed version, and if it should be internet-enabled. Internet-enabled means if you if you download the zip, it will automatically unzip, the DMG will appear, the zip file will be trashed, and you have your open DMG. And last but not least, you have a tab where you can edit the name of the disk image file and the volume name by which it should appear on the desktop. Now, there are a couple of other things on the main window too you can tweak here. You can add text blocks, you can change the font of that text block and the color and stuff like that. And then you hit build, so the DMG will be prepared. And if you're happy with the result, you can finalize it and you have your DMG ready. So take a look at the iTunes artwork window. There you can see what I mean. You have a clean DMG ready to be used. So there you go. If you have, for example, zip files or folders or applications that you want to send to someone else and you want to do it in a nice, spiffy way, this is a really good and sleek application for that. Be sure to also listen to the next episode of Neat Little Mac Apps, because then we'll have an application where I can give away a serial number again. Yes, goods and goodies. Anyway, thanks for listening to the podcast. I hope you liked it. Feel free, of course, always to hop in at the Neat Little Mac Apps website, www.neatlittlemacapps.com. If you have feedback or if you're a developer who has a really good application and you want to showcase it to me, be sure to send that at info@neatlittlemacapps.com. If you're interested in supporting the show, which is always welcome, of course, you can find more info in the press kit, and you will also find that by hitting the URL in the iTunes artwork window you see right now. And that just leaves me with saying goodbye to all of you, and let's close the MacBook lid on this one. Bye. Music for the show is provided by the BC Servers. Track name is Julu Beats, and you can find out more about it at music.podshow.com.
This show is a proud member of
the techpodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
Techpodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.